Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm station manager Jessica Mulligan. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are the rally for refugees and a discussion on Black Lives Matter. We'll also hear this week's edition of Music Monday, get an update on weekend sports, and get the weather forecast for the top of the week. King's faculty and students marched from Monarch Court to Public Square Saturday to walk in solidarity for Syrian refugees and others affected by the immigration ban. Joshua Frankenvich gives us a look at the issues that were addressed by the rally for refugees.
Let them in! Let them in! Let them in!
1 week after President Donald Trump announced a ban on Syrian refugees entering the United States, hundreds gathered in downtown Wilkes-Barre to protest the ban.
Love Trump's hate! Love Trump's hate!
The rally was organized by the Sisters of Mercy, the Peace and Justice Center, the Islamic Association of Northeast PA, and the Jewish Alliance of Northeast PA. Upwards of 300 people attended, and a number of speakers, notably Dr. Ibrahim El-Mekki of the Islamic Center of Northeast Pennsylvania and Rabbi Roger Lerner of Temple B'nai B'rith, shared their views on the matter. Rabbi Lerner reminded the public that America is a nation built on immigrants. He told the crowd that denying refugees is denying the country's history and disgracing the present. Dr. El-Mekki then went on to share his views on the matter.
I think it's important to bring the values that this country was built on, the equality of freedom of speech, freedom of religion. This is what this country built on, to be a diverse country. Different color, different. Today you look at America, different colors, different language, different faith. That's what it is. That's what it's meant to be. And that's what makes America great. And America is always great and can continue to be great, because it was not great just because of somebody want to make it great. It's because of the foundation that was built on. So I'm here to voice that, and to voice the concern that this is the road will take us to divide the country if we keep going into that path. We don't want anybody to divide this country based on a religion or a color. We should not allow such thing. And I think everybody should be taking the initiative to do that.
Dr. El-Mekki then talked about what people can do to address the matter at hand.
I think everybody should address that at their workplace. They could address that at their gathering through the social media. Bring back anybody, bring hatred toward Muslims or Christian or Indian or white or black. We should stand up for that. Who you are to criticize this person? You did not create him. Me and you, we go back to the same father, Adam. You did not come from different Adam. You came back from one person. And that Adam you're talking about, peace be upon him, was created from earth. So why you think you're better? Why is this arrogance? You know, we should not. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was teaching the
Dr. El-Mekki then offered one final word to those who are scared of refugees.
I tell them, be assured that the United States of America have been doing thorough investigation about the people that come into this country. This Anas who spoke there, he went through at least 11 interviews at different times. 11 different interviews. They don't just bring them from war zone directly here to the U.S. They don't do that. They go through a lot of, you know, investigation about their family, their affiliation, their opinions. They just don't bring them here right away. So let's trust our government. Let's trust our system. Let's improve the system if we need to. But don't ban Muslims or ban refugees. Work on the system rather than banning or discriminating against others. I think that's what we should do.
Organizers say they will continue to speak out on the issue until the ban is reversed by the administration. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Joshua Frankevich.
The King's Multicultural and International Club held a discussion on the Black Lives Matter movement with a diversity instructor. News director Katie Pugh attended the discussion.
Black Lives Matter is a movement that has sparked controversy across the nation since its creation during the protests of Michael Brown's death in 2014. Over the course of its history, the decentralized grassroots movement has accumulated several misconceptions, according to the Diversity Awareness Program's Justin Brown, who held a discussion on the movement Saturday in the Campus Center. Mr. Brown recapped the discussion and why he chose to speak at King's College.
Today's discussion was on Black Lives Matter. It was an opportunity for individuals around King's College to come and have open dialogue and open discussion about issues surrounding the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as engaging activities and team builders to bring the campus closer together. King's College is an institution where individuals from all walks of life, different backgrounds, ethnicities, are represented at the institution. You know, it's an institution that is part of the global conversation. commerce as well as like global spectrum and bringing all types of students from all walks and backgrounds. I think it's a great institution to have this type of conversation. I think the students are developmentally ready to have that conversation, and they were eager to do so.
The discussion was aimed at debunking common misconceptions regarding what the Black Lives Matter movement does and does not stand for. Mr. Brown elaborated on what Black Lives Matter represents.
That Black Lives Matter is just not only for black lives, it's for everyone. It's not an anti-white lives matter. It's not an anti-all lives matter. We just want to pay attention to the things that are going on, the issues surrounding people of color, and we just want those highlighted. It does not mean that any other issues aren't as equally important. It's just that we want to focus on these issues that are pressing to individuals within the community. I think social justice is important. I think it affects everyone. It goes beyond what you can see on the outside. Social justice issues, issues dealing with diversity, cultural awareness, multiculturalism, all of those things directly affect our communities, our lives, the economy, our global citizenship, and, you know, most importantly, just us as a human race. You know, we need to be able to come together and look beyond these color barriers and the things that separate us and be able to truly come together and work together collaboratively, yeah.
Jasmine Tabron, head of the Multicultural and International Club and the organizer of the event, offered her opinion on the importance of learning about the movement.
I think the most important thing is to be educated. And so when you're not educated about a topic, you end up spreading lies and false things. So the main reason was to make sure people knew what it was about, and then be able to kind of spread that to other people. But not only that, another point was just to get different opinions on what people thought and be able to have students learn how to listen to other opinions that are different from theirs.
Tabron discussed the focus of Black Lives Matter in the media and how it seems to have fallen out of the headlines.
The reason that it's not as, I guess, publicized isn't because it's not happening, but more so because there's other things happening and the media can't capture it all. So whatever the media decides is going to be sometimes what we're focused on, but it doesn't mean that the issues have disappeared. It just means that they got pushed aside for a second.
Tabron also mentioned ways that students can become involved in social justice on campus.
They could join Multicultural International Club, which does a lot in terms of just educating students. They get educated themselves. They can go out in the community, help in soup kitchens. They help a lot of youth, so things like that. They can definitely go to Cheval Center and get involved in there. There's a lot of ways, and I think if they just email and say, hey, I want to get involved, somebody will point them in the right direction.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Coming up next, we'll look at this week's new music on Music Monday, listen to a recap of this weekend's Monarch Sports, and get the weather forecast for the start of the week.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines, a tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Hi, this is Erin McKeown, and you are listening to WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5. WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The King's College men's basketball team traveled to Eastern University last Saturday. The Monarchs dropped their second straight loss, 75-72. Freshman Tyler Millian led the way with 21 points, knocking down 5 of 9 from 3. Junior Chris Fizzini followed up with 14 points and 8 rebounds. The Monarchs return to the court this Wednesday at Misericordia University in Dallas, Pennsylvania at 8 p.m. The King's College Lady Monarch basketball team also traveled to Eastern University last Saturday. They suffered a 75-49 defeat. Freshman Rebecca Prochak led the way with 12 points. Sophomore Alexis Stieber added 10 of her own. The Lady Monarchs return to the court this Wednesday at Misericordia University at 6 p.m. The men's and women's indoor track teams are off to a good start. King Kings broke 5 school records in their trip to the Frank Colden Invitational at Ursinus College. Freshman Nick Cionci broke the school record with a time of 24.82 in the 200-meter dash. Matthew Marsh became the first ever men's Kings College student athlete to run in the pentathlon, finishing second out of 11 participants. The Lady Monarchs also set 6 new school records of their own. This has been your Monarch Sports Update. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
You're listening to Music Monday here on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. The first track that I'd like to share is a sample from Tysegal's newest self-titled album, and this track is titled Orange Color Queen. If I do say so myself, it's a bit slower and sweeter than most Tysegal songs that I've heard. But without further ado, here is a sample of Orange Color Queen by Tysegal.
I don't want to call you baby. I don't want to call you lady. I just want to call you hair. Feel the warmth of your skin. Oh, you're my orange lady. Oh.
Up next, we have a sample of a folk tune by Tim Cohen. This is titled Wall About a Window. If you like artists such as Connor Oberst, Cat Stevens, and Neil Young, then you should like this next tune.
Come, would you walk my way in the crook of my arm as we make our skin from the labyrinth on to the bridge of limbs to the forest of palms trying to lift you up. I just wanna talk to you, but I'm standing here talking to a wall about a window, and that's all.
Up next, we have an instrumental piece by Matteo Vallesini off of his new album titled Primo. If you like artists such as Bonobo, Flume, and Iodo, then you should like this next artist. You've just listened to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I've been your host for today's installment of the program. If you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to tune in each Monday at 5 to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
And now the weather. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 38. Tomorrow will be rainy with a high of 49. Wednesday will be cloudy with a high of 52. The Monarch Mart is temporarily closed due to technical difficulties. The Accounting Association will be selling wooden roses in the lobby of McGowan tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They can be purchased for $1 each, $5 for 6, or $10 for 12. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Have a magical Monday.